Saram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our Thursday live programs. So it is time now for the quiz answers, and we had asked the question, please give us bhajans in which the sentiment that is expressed is, O Lord, please be installed in my mind. O Lord, please settle down in my heart. And we have Basant Pandey from Nepal giving us the bhajans, Man Mandir Mein Aao Giridhari. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopala, Hey Madhava Madhusudana. In this you have the line, Aao, Aao Prabhu, Aao, Aao. Aao Sai Gopal, Hey Anathanatha Sai Tumho Antarami. In this you have, Hriday Mandir Mein Aao Sai Mere. Aao, Aao Nandalala, Aao, Aao Sai Natha. And the bhajan Sai Charan Sukhdai Man. One very beautiful bhajan you have, Bas Jao Sai Man Mandir Mein. Mandir Mein Aao Madhava. Baba Aao Mere Kirtan Mein. Aao Pyare Nayan Hamare, Sai Hamare Aao, which is again a favorite of so many devotees. So all the Aao bhajans were given by Basant Pandey from Nepal. And then you have Sister Priya Gopal Krishnan from New York, who has understood it little differently. She says that she contemplated on the bhajans where we are asking the mind to always think of the Lord, to always chant His name. And she goes on to explain how Bhagwan said that it is not so important how you are born, but what is more important is how you leave the planet. And the thoughts during the time of death determines our next birth. And therefore, it is important that we remember and think of God always, because we do not know when He is going to say, ready and click. And we should always be ready. And all our life is actually a preparedness for that exam, unexpected exam, which can come at any time. She says it is like the preparatory holidays that are given to students before the exam. And our life is in some manner that kind of a preparatory holiday which is given to us to think of Him always, so that one day when our final time arrives, we are ready. And going on in this thought process, she has given us the bhajans, Vigneshwaram Bhajare Manasa, Vignaharam Bhajare Manasa, Vigneshwaram Bhajare Manasa. O mind, sing the praises of Lord Vigneshwara. Bhajare Manava Sadguru Deva. O mind, chant and worship Sai Mahadeva. Manamohana Muralidhari Jai Radhe Govinda. So here she says that Radhe Govinda is a delight to the mind because he is Manamohana. Then you have Maname Mere Gopal. Man Mein Mere Gopala, which so beautifully our revered Iradi sir sings. So in this you have, O son of Nandalala Yashoda, you are enshrined in my mind. Then you have Man Ek Bar Hari Bol, Satya Sai Smaranam, Smaranam Parti Sai Smaranam, here constantly chant the name of the Lord. So these are the bhajans by Sister Priya Gopala Krishna. Thank you very much, sister. Then you have Brother Ravi Ranganathan, again from Singapore, and he's given us 10 bhajans. Aao Aao Swami, Hriday Mandir Mein Aao Swami. It's not sung in Prashanti, but I'm sure so many people probably are familiar with this. Aao Gopala Giridhari, Aao Aao Antaryami. Again, not sung in Parthi, but doesn't matter. Baba Aao Mere Kirtan Mein, Aao Pyare Nayan Hamare, Man Mandir Mein Aao Sai. This, he says, is his favorite bhajan. Then you have Satya Sarupini Ma. So here, he is referring to Paramananda Daini Hriday Nivasini. Here we are referring to Bhagwan as the one who is the indweller of our heart, settle down in our heart. So Jai Jai Bhavani Ma. Here you have Hriday Nivasini Ma. Sai, Sai Ram, He Ganesham, Paramadayagana, Atma Ram. So that way he is installed in our being. Anatha Bandho Sai Prabho. In this you have Hriday Mandir Se Mat Jao Sai, Hey Anathanath Sai Tumo Antaryami. So in all these bhajans where we are, so the line that Ravi Ranganathan brother has taken is the thought, his thought process is the divine indweller of the heart, the Lord of Shiridi and Parthi, the beautiful Lord of Prashanti. Please come into the temple of my heart and show thy grace. Then you have Avnish Belampalli from Phoenix, USA, who is given again Anathana, Anathabandhu Sai Prabhu, Sai Ram, Sai Sham, Mere Sai Ram, Akhanda Jyoti Jalao, Sai Mana Mandir Mein, light up the temple of my mind. Jai Lambodara Paiman. So here he says, oh compassionate one, guard and protect me, grant me devotion. Well, there can be no answers which are wrong. It all depends on how we look at it and how we contemplate on it. Then you have brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, who is given Sai Charan Sukhdaiman and Manamandir Mein Aao Sai. You have sister Lalita from Puttaparthi, who is given this time 20 bhajans, all with that theme of, oh Lord, reside in my mind, enter my heart, get installed in my thoughts. So, Aao Aao Swami, Akhanda Jyoti Jalao, Antar Jyoti Jalao Sai, Antaranga Sai, very beautiful bhajan. Antaryami Sai, Purna Brahma Avatari, Balagopal, Jai Jai Sai Ram. Here you have Prema Bharo Dil Mein Hamare Sai Ram. Hey Pratipurisha, Prashanti Vasa, Sai Murari. Here you have, hey Rishikesha, Hridaya Nivasa. Jai Jai Bhavani Ma, Keshava Madhava, Jai Deva Madhusudanai. So here you have Antaryami, Prabhu Parameshwar. Madhavana Murali Gunagao, Hridaya Vihari comes here. Mandir Mein Tum Ramo Sai, Ram Hare Sai, Harinam Bolo, Sada Nirantara. Here you have Manamandir Mein Deep Jalao. Sai Jivan and Sai Ram Ganesham Bhagwan Tumara Naam Sai Ram Gai Geet Sada Subhor Sham Hamari Liye Tum Sai Bhagwan. So Sai Ram Mere Sai Ram Satya Sarupini Maa, we talked about it. Tumo Anathanath Bhagwan Vanamali Radha Ramana. So here he says Bhakta Hridaya Mandara. So well, there are so many more bhajans, but thank you so much Sister Lalita. She says that she had too many things to do, but somehow she just could not do this. So thank you very much for taking your time out and sending in your response. Then we have Prarthana Sai from Singapore, who has given us Man Mandir Mein Aao Sai, Aao Pyare Nayan Hamare Mandir Mein Aao Madhava, Bhakto Ne Hai Aaj Pukara. Another bhajan which is sung in Samitis but not in Parthi, Anath Bandho Sai Prabho Aao Gopala Giridhari, again not so common in Parthi, Man Mandir Mein Sai Ram, Sai Sundara Narayana Bhagavan, I'm not familiar. But doesn't matter. Thank you so much. So many responses, and I'm so happy that, you know, some of us took this time out to contemplate on these lines. It doesn't matter in what way we contemplate, but what is important is we installing our mind on Him, on His name, on His form. So coming up for the week, please give us bhajans where the feeling that is expressed is, oh Lord, for our sake, you took on the vesture of a human form. Oh Lord, you took on the vesture of a human form. You donned the human form for our sake. Just like you have bhajans, you know, Maya, Manisha, Veshali, Radhar. So things like that, where we are so grateful to the Lord for Him encasing in a limited form and in flesh and blood. So send us your entries by August 14th, 2016, by Sunday. As always, you can send to quiz@radiosai.org. So it's time now to move on for the bhajan for this week. So let us begin with a prayer. A very beautiful bhajan is in store. Let us offer our most grateful and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, you are the one who knows our past, who knows our present, and who knows our future. Please guide us so that we make every moment of this present as fruitful and as meaningful as it can be, so that we can erase the shortcomings of our past, create sacred moments from the present, and build a future of self-satisfaction and bliss. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we are going to learn today goes like this.
Kalatitaya Siddhirupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo.
So this is the familiar bhajan which we will learn in the next 45 minutes, We will get started with familiarizing ourselves with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the raga of the bhajan, the notes of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we will listen to the insights and reflections on this bhajan by Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University. So let's begin with the lyrics.
कालातीताय सिद्धि रूपाय योगीश्वराय नमः ओम जगत हिताय विश्व रूपाय साईश्वराय नमो ओम नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमः ओम.
So with the lyrics done, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. Kalatitaya Siddhirupaya योगीश्वराय नमो
कालातीताय सिद्धिरूपाय योगीश्वराय नमो
कालातीताय सिद्धिरूपाय योगीश्वराय नमो
कालातीताय सिद्धिरूपाय योगीश्वराय नमो
जगद्धिताय विश्वरूपाय
जगद्धिताय विश्वरूपाय
जगद्धिताय विश्वरूपाय
जगद्धिताय विश्वरूपाय
साईश्वराय नमो
साईश्वराय नमो
सत्य साईश्वराय नमो
सत्य साईश्वराय नमो
ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय 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 नमो शिवाय शिवाय नमो
ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमो
हरि ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमो
हरि ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमो
काला
Patitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo.
So that is how this beautiful and powerful bhajan dedicated to Lord Shiva flows. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a beautiful demonstration. And now let us learn more about the swaras of this bhajan. What is the technical structure that gives such a powerful feeling to this bhajan? Brother Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This wonderful Shiva bhajan is composed in the rag Mohanam in the Carnatic classical music, which is also called as Bhupali in the Hindustani classical music. It's a very well-known raga. You have many compositions, many songs, many bhajans. The raga contains 5 notes. Sa re shudri, ga shudga, pa dha shuddha, sa dha pa ga re, sa sa re ga pa dha sa dha re sa dha pa ga pa re ga re sa dha re ga re sa dha sa.
I think, Anirudh, please go on elaborating on the raga. You can perhaps do an alap or take up many bhajans which are based on this raga. Let's come up with something beautiful on raga.
The notes of the raga itself inspire so much.
Yes.
To sing along and sing further.
Yes.
Sa re ga ga re sa da re ga re sa.
Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva,
Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om
Shiva,
Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva,
Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva,
Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva, Om Shiva,
Hari Om Namah Shivaya,
Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
Whenever we get into the rhythm of a dhun, you never ever want it to end.
Yeah, and especially what I imagine is that, you know, it's like a procession towards the Kailash.
Yes.
You sing Shiva's name and then going ahead, march ahead.
Yes.
Singing his glory.
And you just lose your body consciousness.
Yeah, it is so powerful. We just started with the notes. See,
yes.
We just started with the notes.
Gapadhasa.
And then we just added names to it.
Yes.
We moved on to the names.
Yes.
It is so inspiring and it makes you, you know, in that atmosphere, live in that atmosphere.
Yes. You start with the sa and you go to the other sa and you merge with Shiva.
Exactly. That's the whole process we are trying to achieve through music.
Yes. Fantastic. Okay, so let's come back to our bhajan. So let's do the swaras
from Kailasha to Puttaparthi.
Yes. Yes. Well, we have the limitations of time. We are not Kalatita yet. So let's discuss the swaras for this bhajan.
Yeah. So let's do the first line. The lines are a little long.
Yeah.
So
we need good breath management.
Yeah. The breath is a very important in this bhajan. Especially when you go higher and higher, you tend to lose breath easily.
Yes.
So we need to take a long breath and then sing the lines.
Yes.
So let's take the first line.
Kalatitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo Gagari Gapagari Riri Sari Gari Sa Gagapari Gari Sadasa Re re ga,
ga ga re ga, pa ga re 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 sa re ga re sa, ga ga pa re ga re sa da sa re re ga.
Jagadhitaya, Vishwarupaya, Dada padada. Sada padada,
dada padada, sada padada.
Saishwaraya namo, re 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 sa re ga re sa.
Re 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 sa re ga re sa.
Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Ga 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 ri ga ga ri ga ri sa ga ga ga.
Ga 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 ri ga ga ri ga ri sa ga ga ga.
Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Da 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 pa da 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 sa da pa da da sa
da 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 pa da 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 sa da pa da da sa
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namo Sari ri sari gari gari sa
Ri 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 sari ri sari gari gari sa
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namo Ga ga gari ga gari gari sa ga ga ga
ga ga ga re ga ga re ga re sa ga ga ga
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namo Re 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 sa re re sa re ga re ga re sa
Re 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 sa re re sa re ga
It's a pretty long bhajan, but a very beautiful one. And definitely,
as long as the journey, as long as the journey as Kailash.
Yes, yeah. But I think one really needs to practice to stand on the notes clearly.
And this is a bhajan where you have, you go in the low area like,
Kalatitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo.
So, the bass practice really helps for
doing justice to this bhajan.
Yeah, doing justice to this bhajan and singing this bhajan flawlessly. And really also the range
exactly.
practice.
Yeah.
This kind of practice helps us to sing these bhajans where you have the low also the high as well.
Yes.
Like
Om Namah Shivaya.
So one very important thing is to choose the scale of this bhajan while singing in Sai centers. It all depends on the singer who is really comfortable going high or going low.
Yes.
And because either way a small glitch in choosing the scale will lead to a major accident. You end up not reaching the notes and the words are not clear or really break, you crack your voice.
Yes.
Singing in the high.
Yeah. So let's do the beat of the bhajan.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat. Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music. Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Kalatitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo.
Kalatitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo.
Vishwarupaya
Jagathitaya Vishwarupaya
Saishwaraya Namo
Saishwaraya Namo
Satya Saishwaraya Namo
Satya Saishwaraya Namo
Amazing. But before we conclude, you mentioned that there are many bhajans in this raga. Maybe we can mention a few.
Yeah, there are a lot of bhajans.
Chandra Kala Dhara Samba Sada Shiva Shambho Mahadeva Hara 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 Samba Shiva Jaya Jagadisha Hare Shri Ramacharanam
Shriram Charanam, Shriram Charanam Bhaje.
As you mentioned, yeah, there are many more.
Yeah.
And I think we should let the listeners to do their own search and relish this raga. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishwa.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, we are done with all the technicalities of the bhajan. Let's move on now to see how we can pour our heart into this bhajan. Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University and a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group during his student days, now shares his reflections on this bhajan.
Loving pranams in the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. From a bhavam perspective, there are bhajans where you can think of a storyline while you're singing the bhajan itself. On the other hand, there are also bhajans which remind you about beautiful stories, leelas of the Lord. In my limited experience as a bhajan singer, as somebody who's learning to sing bhajans, I think the bhajan we are discussing today, Kalatitaya, Siddhirupaya, belongs to the latter category. The category where certain words remind you about beautiful episodes associated with Bhagwan. The key word here, I think, is Kalatita, the very first line of the bhajan. Kalatita means the one who is beyond time. Now, when you think of Swami as Kalatita, one who is beyond time, there are some beautiful episodes which come to mind. Once there was a photo session which was happening in Bhagwan's presence, and Bhagwan was giving everybody an opportunity to take photographs with him. So he would sit on the chair, a group of boys would surround him, he would be photographed with the boys, that batch of boys would move away and the next batch of boys would replace and, you know, have their chance to have a photograph taken with Bhagwan. Now, while this entire process was in progress, after some time, Swami pointed out something very interesting. He said, see, man comes and goes. Because the boys were coming and going in batches. So man comes and goes, but God remains. Through this beautiful episode, again, Swami reminds us that He is Kalatita. He is beyond time. Because the world comes and goes. Like Swami says, Jagat. It comes, it goes. It comes, it goes. But God remains as the unchanging substratum, as the unchanging basis of all creation. So that's one thing which comes to mind whenever you refer to Swami as Kalatita. One more very interesting episode comes to mind. Once it happened that there was a drama which was being put up in Swami's presence, and before the drama, the entire group of students who were performing in the drama were all in the backstage. So as was the usual practice, Swami came to the backstage, he was looking at all the actors, he was making sure everybody was in proper costumes, appropriately dressed for the respective roles that they had to play. Suddenly what happened is Swami's sharp eyes noticed something which everybody else had missed. There was a boy who was acting as Lord Shiva. And Swami noticed that this boy was actually wearing a wristwatch. He had actually forgotten to take off his wristwatch. So Swami pointed this out. And then Swami said, see, you're wearing a wristwatch and you're supposed to be Shiva. And he said, you know, Shiva does not wear a watch. And after having made this statement, Swami actually showed his own wrist saying, see. So again, if you see, you know, Swami referred to himself as Shiva. And Swami says, see, Shiva does not wear a watch, which means he doesn't need to because he's again beyond time. Kalatita, the one who is beyond time, who is the master of time. There was one more fascinating episode which one of our senior brothers narrated to us. You know, we still have this clock which is there in the Prashanti Bhajan Hall, the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Hall. I'm not referring to the Sai Kulwant Hall. I'm referring to the, you know, the Bhajan Hall where the bhajans used to happen once upon a time, the golden old days of Prashant Rilio. So typically the watch was set to chime, to give out that, you know, that alarm sound at the appropriate time when the bhajan would start, you know, every 1 hour, every half an hour, it would, you know, there would be a chime which comes out. So one day what happens is that Swami is actually conversing, I believe, with the boys. And suddenly what happened is Swami kept on conversing and the clock, if I remember correctly, you know, it was past six. And suddenly one of the boys actually noticed that the clock was actually past six, and then what happened is that it had not chimed. Because Swami was still busy talking to the boys. And, you know, when the student noticed the clock, exactly at that time Swami also looked at the clock and their eyes met and both of them smiled. And it was, I think, 2 or 3 minutes past six. And it is only after Swami looked at the clock that this clock started chiming. So again, see, the clock again stands for time, and he, as the master of time, is actually able to control time because he's beyond time. But one thing which comes down to this bhajan is Kalatitaya Siddhirupaya Yogishwaraya Namo Jagat Hitaya. Now, though he is a master of time, he is capable of altering time and space. Swami would typically do this only for the benefit of the devotee, only he would do it for the welfare of the world. In fact, if you read this scintillating book, My Baba and I, by Mr. Hislop, there is a beautiful episode where he describes that once he was traveling in a car, I think, if I remember correctly, he was on his way to Parthi to have darshan. And if I remember correctly, he and his family were traveling in the car. So while the car was headed towards Parthi, suddenly from the opposite direction, there is another vehicle which comes in. And the car was headed for a head-on collision with the other vehicle, which would definitely have been fatal. Now the entire group inside the car, Mr. Hislop and his family, they just cry out to Swami. They say, Sai Ram. And suddenly what happens is, the next moment they find that this vehicle, which was head-on, you know, about to collide with them, with their vehicle, suddenly they find that the vehicle is right behind them. So it is as though, you know, Swami had picked up the film of this gentleman's life and he had cut out only that one piece of film which actually involved the collision between that vehicle and the car in which these devotees were traveling. So here again, definitely I believe that Swami must have, you know, altered time and space to guard a devotee. So he's capable of altering time and space because he's beyond time, he's Kalatita. But again, this is something which he does only for the benefit of the devotee, Jagat Hitaya, for the welfare of the world. But there are times when the Lord does not even have to alter time. In fact, one of our seniors who studied in Swami's college was sharing a very beautiful insight. I believe once while they were sitting in Swami's presence and Swami encouraged them to ask for any doubts that they might have, one of them asked a pertinent doubt. They said, Swami, if you look at the Mahabharata where Krishna blessed Arjuna with the Gita. Now, if you pick up the Gita today and then if you read it end to end, you know, even without any pause at a moderate speed, it could take you anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half, depending on the speed at which you read. Now, this boy's doubt was, he said, Swami, now, in a real life scenario, when you are actually in the battlefield, in the Kurukshetra battlefield, remember the Kauravas were waiting on the other side, the army was waiting to begin the war. Now, in a real life scenario, it should have taken more than 1 hour, because Arjuna would have asked a doubt, Krishna would have answered, Arjuna would have pondered over it, and then would have responded. So that would have taken a lot of time. So for that 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours, I mean, what was the enemy doing? How did the Lord keep them engaged? So this boy actually asked Swami, Swami, did you alter time and space? Did Krishna actually alter time and space? So did it seem like a few seconds to the Kauravas? But I believe Swami said no. In that particular instance, even that was not necessary. That didn't happen. I believe Swami said that when Arjuna asked a doubt, he expressed his doubt, Krishna answered the doubt just through one single verse. And that one single verse contained the essence of the entire Gita. And Arjuna, on account of his mental prowess, on account of his intellectual prowess, was able to understand the essence of it. And the great sage Vyasa, he grasped the essence of that one stanza uttered by Lord Krishna, and he expanded it, he debriefed it to create what we read as Bhagavad Gita today. So See, there are times when the Lord manages even without altering time and space. But again, because He is Kalatita, what He does is what would take, you know, days and months and years for people to explain, He manages to condense into one single verse. I also believe that the word Kalatita has one more dimension of meaning, and that is that Swami's message is timeless, it's eternal. It does not come with an expiry date. You know, anything which Swami says, and I think that's very important in the current context where we do not have the benefit of seeing the physical presence of a Lord. Earlier we could always run to Him physically and then, you know, seek His physical presence, the comfort of His physical presence, try and get a word, try and give a letter, you know, and, you know, when He physically accepts it, you have this feeling that your prayer has reached Him. It still reaches Him, but then, you know, that physical presence was a great comfort. So sometimes it's easy to get confused, but I think one more important message is Swami's message is always eternal. Swami's, whatever Swami has said, the core of Swami's message is timeless. It does not come with an expiry date. It cannot happen that the basics which Swami has taught us ever changes. Again, a beautiful episode which one of our seniors narrated to us. I believe once they had a debate in the hostel in a very lighter vein. They were actually debating whether Swami really keeps His word. So there were a group of boys who argued that Swami will always keep His word. Then a group of boys argued that Swami, you know, Swami may not always keep His word. You know, because in a debate you have to take either sides. Now there was this boy who was part of the group which was arguing that Swami may not always keep His word. A few days later, I believe this boy was sitting in the mandir. Swami walks up to him, calls his boy, hands over a sari and says, "Hey boy, I had actually promised to hand over this sari to a particular devotee. Okay, so go and hand it over now." Now that boy is in a state of shock because Swami is, you know, talking about fulfilling a promise that He made. And, you know, just a few days ago, he had argued that Swami may not always keep up His word. So this boy started running out. Now Swami had not told him where this devotee was. So he runs out of the mandir and he goes looking for this person. Now while this boy was out all throughout, Swami was giving a live commentary. That boy was not physically visible, but Swami was giving live commentary of where this boy is going. So Swami described all his movements, and finally this boy managed to spot the devotee, hand over the sari and come back. So the moment he came back, Swami said, "He's coming back." Okay. And the boy turned behind and found this boy actually coming in. So the moment he came and sat down, I believe Swami looked deep into his eyes and said, "Hey, remember, Swami always keeps up His word. Because He's Satya Sai. You know, He's the eternal truth. And His words will always have to come true." So I think Swami's message is of eternal significance. It's of eternal validity. It is timeless. So some of the basics which Swami taught is when Swami says that the connection between us and Him is always direct. The connection between us and Him is always heart to heart, love to love. We can always seek Him within and we need not seek Him outside. When He talks of interview and not interview, I think those messages always stay. Swami is our mother, Swami is our father, Swami is our guru, Swami is our guide, Swami is the dearest of the dearest. And we can always directly connect with Swami. He always talked of a heart to heart, love to love, direct connection between the devotee and the Lord. This is just one example of many things Swami has taught us, the basics Swami has always told us. And I think these are eternal, timeless principles. So these are some of the thoughts which come to my mind when you talk of Kalatita. I pray to Bhagwan that each time we sing this bhajan, these beautiful memories come back into our mind. I think these are beautiful stories which we can meditate on as part of our preparation to sing this wonderful bhajan. Jai Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Balaram Chandran, a very gifted singer who has sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for 5 years during his stay as a student in his university. Currently, he is a regular singer at Sundaram, Bhagwan's abode in Chennai. With that, let's move on to the last part of this program. We will now listen to the version of the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashant Tingalayam Mandir. And as you listen, dear listeners, please sing along.
Kalatitaya, Siddhirupaya, Yogeshwaraya Alakitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Jagatitaya Vishwarupaya Jagatitaya Vishwarupaya
That we've come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this program at the lotus feet of our most gracious, merciful Lord. So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment, Shravanam Mananam Dhyasanam. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and I will be back for a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside, 1 hour from now. And today, we're going to have a beautiful panel discussion on how to place work is worship, duty is God in our modern workspace. Brother Kota Shiv Kumar, a former student of Baba's Bhagwan's University and an entrepreneur, who has also done management here and today is a management trainer and an HR consultant. He is going to share his views, and joining him will be Mr. Ravi Naguri, who is the Chief Delivery Officer of Larsen & Toubro Technology Services. We are going to listen to the first part of this discussion after Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. Thank you so much. Keep listening. Sayonara.